Fernando and Greg.
Fernando and Greg.
Turn it up. It's your favorite show.
Paying your bills at 820. If you registered at 997now.com, then it could be your name. And you get your bills paid from Fernando and Greg in the middle of the commercial-free commute right now. So I sent in my DNA sample to 23andMe. I saw it in Target one day. It was on sale. I was like, okay, let me do this.
They're going to nab you as a murderer. Oh, hope you hadn't done anything. I know you.
I ain't murdered
they were looking.
Nobody.
Well, I don't know. You had some issues in Austin.
I see. I had nothing to do
they
with no murder.
They might be looking for you. I don't know. They could be looking for
obviously,
you. That's why I won't do
obviously
it.
Obviously, I ain't worried.
I won't
why,
do it.
Why, because you murdered somebody?
No, I'm just saying. I could in the future. I'm looking at two people.
Oh,
I'm gonna
I
get.
See. All right.
You never know.
Shan,
I could get.
Better watch
listen,
our back.
I know. I watch too many Dateline.
Exactly.
Innocent.
You never.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. You never voluntarily give up DNA.
You know what?
And I will not do one of these because of that.
I was honestly not thinking that that I've ever committed a murder or will ever
not
do one in the future.
Not even committing a murder. You know what? There was this guy in Louisiana, and his DNA was just close enough to the DNA of the murderer or whatever, and they hounded him. They said they ruined his life for 2 years.
Mm.
Ruined his life. This is, I watched, right. I'm with you, Shan. I watched these Datelines, 48 Hours, 2020, anything on Netflix. I don't know. I'm not giving up my DNA.
All right.
No.
Well,
come
I did
and
it.
Take it from me.
I did it. I'm going to get the results here. Actually, now they're telling
jail.
Me before the 19th I should see. And honestly, I don't believe there's going to be anything too shocking. But one of the reasons why I did it, like I have a sister who's 13 years older than me. And let's just say we've been estranged since like my late teens. Like she basically just disappeared after that. And through the magic of Facebook, we were connected a couple years ago. And we started talking on the phone. And, you know, throughout the course of conversation, I'm like, hey, I remember back in the day when I was too young to really kind of put things together. There was a guy named Roger that used to, like, he was teaching us how to play guitar. We go out shopping with him. My mom was like, you know, she was friends with him. And I always thought, like, I don't know, in my mind, I kind of thought, well, maybe that was my mom's gay friend or something like that. Maybe she had a dude. Because this guy was always around, and my dad, I'm pretty sure my dad knew about him. So I'm like, well, that's kind of peculiar. So I told my sister about it, and she says, oh, no, Roger? That was mom's boyfriend.
Oh.
So, of course, like, you know, I dropped the phone. I'm like, are you freaking kidding me? I'm like, yeah. Like, so she's like, yeah, mom was having an affair with this Roger guy. And she even said, like, I mean, he was around for a long time. So, like, when mom got pregnant with me, she and you know, my mom's sister, my aunt, and others would sort of joke me, like, I wonder whose baby that is. Like, who is that? Is that, you know.
So Roger might be your dad.
But you're trying to find out if Roger's your dad.
Yeah.
And let's again, just cut to the chase.
Well,
we're trying to find out if Roger's your father.
So, yeah. And I thought, well, one of the good... Because, you know, I...
Are
I,
you mentally prepared to find that out?
Oh, my, I don't know.
I don't think you are.
I don't know.
I know. I know.
You think
let
I'll
me
go nuts?
Be the first one.
You think
you're
crazy?
Not an emotionally stable person to handle something like this.
I can totally handle it. I
you
think.
Cannot.
Listen, who can predict, right?
What,
I don't know
do
how
it.
I'll handle
why
that.
At 50 do you want
well,
to know that?
It's too late now, because I'm curious.
I would not. This is not something I would want to know.
I mean,
is Roger dead?
I have no idea.
Roger's dead.
I only know one.
He's
name.
Dead. Okay. What is good is going to come of this?
I don't know. I really don't know.
Go find Mr. Roger.
I think
crazy.
Part of it too is that I don't believe. I don't.
Roger
believe
don't want to be found.
That he is my dad. I don't. I you know my
what
dad
do you mean
is
you
my
don't
dad.
Believe? You don't have any idea.
I don't know. It's curiosity.
I mean, maybe
if you don't like, I hear two different things. You're like, I don't. He's not my dad. I know right. He's not my dad. Well, then why are you doing but you're doing the DNA test to find out if he's
right.
Your dad.
You're right. Maybe he is. I just
okay,
don't
well, do
know.
You want to know or don't you?
Obviously, I do want to know if I'm doing this. I would I would like to know. I'd like to know. Ever since she's told me that, it's something that's kind of stuck in my mind. So if this is like a way to just kind of finally put that to rest, then,
this
you know.
This is Pandora's
that's
box.
That's why I do it.
You are opening Pandora's box.
Mm.
And you're going to be on Dateline.
But,
exactly.
Well, think about it. But, Greg,
exactly.
Somebody like me, like you, you know, you're real close to your family. You know everybody in your family, all the stories, everything. It's all out there. Like me.
And I wish I didn't. And I wouldn't want to know. I wish I didn't know all of my family. I wish someone would disappear. So I'm not going looking for extra crazy
okay.
People.
Well,
I don't want to add annoying people into my life. I am in the process trying to get rid of people out of my life.
I have a different situation.
I have blocked most of my cousins off Facebook.
I know. You want to get rid of them. Me, I only have maybe two or three relatives that I even speak to.
He wants Roger in his life.
Sure.
He wants Roger as his dad.
You want a dad? You know, you are very searching for a dad father figure. We always say that about Jeremy. That's why he's so bossy to you, because you want a father figure.
I think that's
Jeremy's
what it is.
Jeremy's your dad. You maybe. Don't need Roger. You have Jeremy. Jeremy is your father.
He's a good
daddy.
He has
a daddy. He wants a dad. A father.
Roger's dead.
At this point. I'm pretty sure.
Really?
He's probably passed away as well.
All right, Patty on the line, and she said she agrees with me. You don't want to know.
All right. So you've done one of these things, Patty?
Yes, actually, I have, and I think you need to prepare yourself.
What? As I sit here today, I don't believe.
Who cares what you believe? The DNA test is going to tell the truth.
Exactly. Like, if something. And
you are not the father.
That's the thing, is wouldn't you need DNA? Wouldn't you need the DNA from your father to go through the test, too?
Exactly.
No, you could get his sister's.
Right.
If he doesn't share the DNA from his sister.
Like, if there's, like, someone I'm related to on this thing that I didn't know I was related to, or maybe there's, like, an ethnicity type of thing that's inconsistent with what I've known all my life.
Yeah, he's black.
Yeah, there might be something, you know, like, I could probably investigate further. But, you're right. This isn't going to tell me who my father is, unless, of course, he did 23andMe and we match up then.
Right.
No, he could be another child of that Roger guy.
Yeah.
It could be a lot of things.
Well, it's funny you mentioned that, because a friend of mine did 23andMe and she got her results back and she clicked the option to like be matched with people who share your DNA. And so as far as she knew, her whole life, she had two sisters. All of a sudden, according to 23andMe, she now has a half brother.
And
this person contacted her and was like, my mom would never tell me who my dad was. I've been trying to find him all my life. It looks like we have the same father. Now, this girl does not know if her dad knows if he has the son or not, because obviously he had an affair. I think that this guy's like 10 years younger than she is. So she was like 10 when the dad had the affair. Uh-huh. And she doesn't know if her dad knows that they had a kid.
Wow. Yeah, like, and how do you approach that?
Right, exactly. And how does she tell her sisters? And, like, it's crazy.
Well,
it's absolutely crazy.
This just happened on The Real Housewives of New Jersey. She should watch that and do what...
Really?
Yeah,
and do what
Melissa did. She took everybody to dinner and then told them.
After many drinks, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, yes. They got the mom drunk first. Yes.
How did I know?
This news is always better with champagne or wine.
Because the dad was dead. So, you know, they were like, daddy wasn't faithful, mom.
Oh, well, this dad is still alive and still married to her mom.
Oh.
So this could, really tear stuff up.
I think, when you do 23andMe, they give you all these disclaimers. Like, you might find out that the person you thought was your dad is not. Or you might have a half-brother somewhere.
You have to agree to that. Yeah. Like, that you understand that this could be, like, life-changing information you're about to get from
right. Mine was not life-changing. Mine was pretty boring.
Oh, you did it yourself?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And what did you find out about yourself?
That I'm Irish.
Imagine that.
I'm very exotic. But I didn't click that I wanted to be matched up with people because, do you really need more crazy family members than you already have?
I barely talk to the ones I have. So.
Yeah, I don't need crazy people like calling me up saying, we're related. No.
Yeah, but Fernando is dying to talk to people. Like, he holds the UPS man hostage. So I'm sure he wants more
but
people.
But we're not related.
Maybe he's related to the UPS man.
We'll find out, Patty. We'll find out.
Maybe that's why you have a connection with them.
Oh, my God. He's going to talk Roger's ear off if that's his dad.
I know. Poor Roger. I'd probably kill him if he's not dead already. Anybody ever find out something shocking from taking one of these tests, like a 23andMe or an Ancestry.com? They were pretty popular over the holidays, too.
What?
You going to do it?
No. The hell? Like, no one in Ecuador is doing this 23andMe, and I already have enough crazy family members.
What if you find out you're not Ecuadorian?
Well, then, if you find out
your mom's not your mom?
That's not possible. I am definitely my mother's daughter.
No, you know what? I don't need a DNA test to know that.
Yeah, that's true. You're pretty solid.
And your sister and you look a lot alike. Uh-huh. So y'all are definitely siblings.
See, I use Greg Deeney instead of DNA testing.
Let's go. Wake up in the morning. Every morning. Morning with Fernando and Greg on 99.7 Now.
If you missed it earlier, I sent my DNA sample to 23andMe, old family sort of thing. My sister told me about my mom having an affair about the time that I was born, even before then, apparently. So I don't know, I was always kind of stuck in my head. It's like, I wonder if that was right. Maybe my dad isn't my dad.
But you want to, do you want to know that?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, my God.
I do. I just do. I'm curious about it. Mm-hmm. But you just never
know. How's that going to change things in your life?
I don't know how, but at least
your
I know the truth.
Your dad is not here anymore.
Right. He's
but
not here
anymore. But maybe Roger is here, and you could talk to him about maybe your mom or something.
Oh,
maybe?
Yeah. Thanks for being my mom's side piece, Roger.
Yeah.
I really appreciate that.
I don't know.
Thank you.
Maybe get some answers you were searching for.
What do you mean you wouldn't talk about that? That's the number one thing you would talk about. How are you my father?
Yeah,
like,
right.
Why are you my father?
How did it go
Those
down?
Those would be some interesting conversations, at the very least. So,
you are going to be spiraling into therapy.
That curious side of me is like, it's just too strong. Like, I mean, I kind of hung on to that story ever since my sister told me about
but
that.
But your sister's also not a reliable source.
Funny, because Jeremy said the same thing. He said, you know your sister's a big liar. I'm like,
yes,
I know she's
she
a big
is.
Liar, but why would she
she's
lie about
this? She's a liar
this?
And the money sucks.
But why
so,
would she lie about
what if
why
Roger is poor and
that?
He's going to ask you for money now?
Oh, Lord.
Then you know See? What I say? Serves you right.
Yeah, I'm like, no. I'm like, oh, this must be wrong.
Yeah, like, oh, no.
I mean, it's very similar to what his sister did. She's poor and asked for money.
Oh. What if Roger is her dad and they're both trying to conspire to get more money out of you?
Which is not that far from what she's been doing for the last 30 years.
Damn.
Shandini over here, you've got it all figured
wow.
out.
Call me Maury. Morietta.
Sarah's on the line. Did you find out something kind of crazy when you do one of these tests?
Yeah, I did. Well, I knew I was adopted growing up, but I actually found my birth father through it, which I could not find him for the whole 28 years I've been living. So it was a big, big surprise, big shock, big excitement. So
wow.
Congrats. Did you?
Yeah.
Okay, so now how was he found? Like, did he do the test as well? So they had that
no.
in their database?
No, it was like a second cousin of his or one of his relatives I matched with on the DNA thing. And I kind of knew the idea of his last name. So when the last name I had in my head, which I think was his, matched my DNA, then I contacted that person and it went through the grapevine and eventually led to him.
Oh,
God. Have you met your dad yet?
I did. I actually just met him in December. They had a big Christmas, like, family reunion. So there's maybe, like, 100 relatives that I've never met before, never even known about. So I get to meet everybody.
You have an entirely new family now.
Yes, I do. It's crazy.
Were you so nervous?
Yes, I was. It was because, I don't know. I never really thought about meeting him because I couldn't find him for this whole time. And I actually found out that he's married, but I'm his only child. So I can't even imagine the shock on his end. You know, 28 years without having any kids. And then you have a kid and then two grandkids on top of that.
Yeah, so it's crazy how everybody's being connected. And if you can just find, like, a brother, a sister, a cousin, something.
A cousin, yeah.
Yeah,
somebody
you can then
with
trace.
A little bit of DNA.
Yeah, you can trace it.
But yeah, that's exactly, yeah. It's kind of like what happened with me. We found a second, I think it was my second cousin. And then at first, no one knew who, the only name I had was a nickname for my birth father. And no one knew who that was. So it took a while to actually track him down. So
yeah, but one thing led to another and bam, here we are.
Exactly.
Congrats.
Yep.
Sarah,
exactly.
I hope in general it's a totally good thing for you.
Yeah, it was like a missing piece kind of just filled, so it was nice.
Now that's a good story. It's a good thing.
Yeah, she was adopted though, so I get her why she's looking for it. Isaac says Fernando's just trying to get back child support from Roger.
Hey,
yeah.
Get that money though.
I'm like, shut up, man. Isaac, hello.
Get you that money.
He owes a lot of money.
I mean,
that Catholic school education was not cheap.
Trust me, Roger ain't looking for nobody right now, okay?
No, he really not, I'm sure. Be a total surprise. Renee's on the line right now. Renee, what'd you find out?
Yes, 23andMe, and then he took the DNA test about 10 years later for me, and he came up as my grandson. So I called him and I said, you know, it's been a pleasure to be your grandmother today, but I'm not your grandma. So we fixed it, and then they retest for different things all the time, and so about 2 weeks ago, he came up as my half-brother.
Wait, who is he to you?
He's my nephew. He's my sister's son.
He's your sister's son, but he's
yes.
come up as your grandson and your what?
All right.
Half and my half sibling. two different times.
See, I knew this stuff was fake. Right, so I said the other day this stuff was fake.
You're saying that they make errors. All right.
Yep. So we contacted them, and then they had us fix it. So I fixed it from my computer.
That's janky. So
girl, you're going in like it's Facebook. You're making changes.
Whoever you are. Whoever you want to be to that person.
I can't trust the accuracy on this.
This is bootleg.
This is basically like Facebook. I am your cousin.
Okay. So busted.
Exactly. See, I trust like the DNA they do and the crime labs and stuff. But sending this up to some database, my trainer did it. And his father is Japanese, and his mother is white. He looks totally like a combination of that. And he came up like all Native American.
Huh?
I was like, why?
Okay. Yeah, there's some weird stuff.
That's no. crazy. Yeah. And so the reason we keep coming up like that is because usually the way they explained it is you share a certain amount of DNA with your siblings and your parents and your grandson and whoever. And I share about almost 28% with him. And my mom, who's his grandmother, only shares like 24. So
I get it. It's a numbers thing.
You know, I think the one that she bought was 22 and you. And she got that.
She got that
at that Oakland Alameda flea market over here.
Yeah.
Because 22 and you.
It sounds. Because they had her change the information in the computer herself.
What? You could be whatever you want to be today.
I'm not sure that was 23 and me. That was 22 and you.
You want to take? We got a ton of calls. You want to take one more?
Yeah, take Bobby. All right. Maybe. I don't know. Bobby.
Bobby! Yes. Hi, Bobby.
Hi.
Hi, okay.
My father actually has matched two women that were adopted, so I was able to help them figure out who their parents were.
Through you?
Through my father's DNA.
Through your father? So they were his daughters?
No, one was an uncle's daughter, and one was an aunt's daughter.
Okay. Was it did it cause scandal in your family?
Right now, the aunts, this only happened like a month ago. My aunts, when the woman said, she matched my father as a cousin, and then she got the birth date of her biological mother, and she sent it to me. And then I looked through my family records, and I noticed it was my aunt's birthday. And so then I said, yeah, it could be her daughter. And I don't have a close relationship with her, but I have one with her sister. So I went to her sister. As soon as I showed my aunt the information, she said, oh, my God, that's my sister's daughter.
Oh,
and they
wow.
gave up for adoption.
Ooh.
So right now I'm trying to get them together.
Bobby.
My aunt's kind of hesitant. Yeah, my aunt's
kind of
hesitant to.
Yeah, you are the Mrs. Kravitz of your family.
Yeah.
Well, I just figured she had a right to know,
Okay.
Who yeah, sometimes you want to know as a curiosity. All right. You're not a busybody, you're busy Bobby. All right, thank you.
Yeah. Wow.
We appreciate that. I hope that all works out.
Look, this is Bobby's new career.
He's connecting people.
Connecting.
Professional tea spiller.
People who don't want to be connected, This is like, they might as well bring As the World Turns back and do this.
That's funny.
One more. I want to talk to Jennifer, because this is interesting. Jennifer, you have a friend that did one of these tests?
I do. I bought one of my friends the Ancestry test. And she knew both of her parents. They weren't together, but she grew up like really close to her dad's family. And then she took the test and it popped up with a cousin that she didn't know. And she knew all the cousins on her dad's side. And this cousin apparently didn't match with a cousin from her mom's side. So she was kind of like, this is really weird. And when she looked into it, I don't remember like exactly the story, but she ended up finding out that the person she thought was her father was actually not her father.
Ooh, and you bought her the test.
Look what you did, Jennifer.
Thanks for ruining my life.
Yeah.
Mad at me about it. But she ended up then finding like a sibling through the test, and then she found her dad. So she's like met her dad a couple times, and it's definitely like weird because she's not close to her dad, but she's really like who she thought was her dad, but she's really close to her dad's family.
Wow. Okay.
So it's definitely been like weird for her. Like, it's still her grandma, it's still her family, but now she also has like her dad and her siblings and, like, people that she didn't know, so...
Okay. All right. Thank you, Jennifer. These are just some of the shocking things that you can find out when you do one of these DNA tests. They do. I mean, going back to what Patty said, they do. When you sign up for one of these things, they make it very clear to you that what you might find out could be either completely boring and you already knew, or with all these other stories that we're getting here that are completely just
Russ crazy. Texted in. He said, I work at the post office. Whenever I deliver those kids to people, I laugh at them.
Sounds like Russ. Sounds like Russ. All right.
And what I'm going to do one of these tests, and what am I going to find out? I got even more hillbillies hanging out to me.
You don't want
to
know
me? No, I don't.
You probably just don't have a good reason. You don't need to do it.
Fernando. Dirty, dirty, dirty on the 30. Fernando.
Dirty, dirty, dirty on the 30.
A cool thing. Maybe, Shan, you might be into this. Tyra Banks is going in big. She wants to help her fans feel like supermodels. So she's starting her own new, essentially it is an amusement park called Model Land. It's going to open up in a multi-level 21,000 square foot space in Santa Monica later this year. So to be shopping there. There will be restaurants, interactive entertainment, all of it centered around being a model, taking pictures, wearing clothes,
I want to go.
All of that kind of stuff.
If we couldn't get more self-indulgent.
No, I want to go to this.
Taking selfies. I know you do.
Me and Jackie Hollywood.
Yeah, I know you do. I know you do.
I'll take your pictures if you take mine.
This has been inspired, or at least Tyra's been inspired by Disneyland and Universal Studios.
You mean funded.
You're right. Well, maybe
inspired.
Funded.
Inspired. She's been funded.
Well, it says inspired. I don't know. Maybe they are backing this a little bit. Who knows? I mean, you know, Tyra probably
Listen,
wouldn't have a problem getting money.
If it's going to be on Santa Monica out there, anything's better than Bubba Gump. So yeah. I hope it's replacing that horrible Bubba Gump.
Oh, I hope so, too.
That place is disgusting.
That was our big trip to L.A., Greg and I, many years ago. We went to Los Angeles together.
This, what is this, Bubba Gums? What is that? Oh, all you can eat fried food. Let's try it. Oh, my God. It was so gross.
Oh, God. It was nasty.
So gross. Ugh. And every table around us was filled with people weighing 400 or 500 pounds.
Like, just shoveling it in.
I thought it was
good. I couldn't believe it.
Of course it is. I'm not shocked, Chad.
I think Greg and I, like, we felt sick. We're just like, you know, let's go. Let's just get out of here.
It's really gross.
So hopefully Santa Monica is, you know, building up now with Tyra Banks and the addition of Model Land, where you can feel like a supermodel for an entire day.
Well, you ain't going to feel that way if you eat at Bubba Gump.
Yeah, don't do that.
Chan, you better go before you eat at Bubba Gump.
All right. And then after, go
You know
in.
That Bubba Gump's, I think they have that. Don't they do the kind of raise your flag thing?
What's that mean?
Get refills. Like,
what?
I think.
I've been living my life all wrong.
I think, if I'm not mistaken, I think Bubba Gump's is one of those places where you can ask for more food. Like, after you. If you can finish 47 fried shrimp, they will give you more.
Yeah.
No.
I think they are like that.
Our listeners will know. 888-456-9970.
They have one in Fisherman's Wharf, but
yes,
I'd rather drive to the one in Santa Monica than drive to one here. There's so many people.
Yeah, there's one in Fisherman's Wharf, but yeah.
We should look into that and go.
No, thank you. You can do it. I don't
I'll
like
go with
place.
Big Reed.
Oh, no, that's bad.
No, you're trying. We're trying to get him to eat at healthier places. All right. And Cardi B, warning to her. Maybe it's time, if she hasn't already, to sit down with a financial advisor. Cardi always complained about how much stuff costs, from the price of cereal in a hotel room all the way up to how much it costs to get her hair and her makeup done. Now she's upset about how much it costs to support her family, which is between $250,000 and $300,000 a month. Not only that, but she also is upset because the government doesn't allow a person like her to deduct that on her upcoming income taxes.
A person like her?
I don't allow any kind of person to deduct
it. Nobody like that at all.
Like, if I pay my mom's rent, they're not going to let me deduct that on my taxes.
It's not like when you take care of children, right? You can deduct
that.
Yeah, you
can't claim, like, your mother.
Correct.
Well, you can do that for your... Well, I don't know what the deductions are for children, but you can't claim, like, your mother as, like, you know, a dependent on you. Hmm. Like that. Meanwhile, she's upset about the taxes, but I can't believe, like, that's a lot of money to be spending every single month. Like, what is she spending?
I'm not surprised.
Her parents aren't together. She pays for her mom's house and all of her bills, and her dad too. She's talked about that before. Mm-hmm. Then her kid, and then she's buying Lamborghinis for.
And her wigs are hella expensive too. Those wigs are like $1,000 each.
That was the last time she complained.
And she spends a lot of money on cereal.
$7.
See. So that's what she's spending her money on.
Hard to beat Cardi B.
If they're playing with balls, he's all over it.
It's Greg's Sassy Sports.
Well, you know how hard it can be to find a home in the Bay Area. And when you do find that perfect home, you put your deposit down, you get ready to move in, and then swoop, swoop, they knock you out for somebody who
with cash.
Is trying to keep you out.
Yeah, cash offer, all cash.
Well, that basically happened to the Oakland Raiders. They thought they had a place to live at Oracle Park. They came up an agreement with them, and then the 49ers, swoop, swoop. No, you can't do it. This is our territory. We're not relinquishing the rights. It looks like the deal may be off with Oracle Park, the home of the San Francisco Giants and the Oakland Raiders. And even London Breed, the mayor of San Francisco, says the Raiders, they're Oakland. They need to play there. We don't want them here.
There's nowhere for them to play.
They really have nowhere
to play. I mean, although Shan's got ideas.
No, I suggested earlier to play at Cal.
All right.
Then our listener from Cal, Sylvia, who always texts in, she said, hell no, we don't want them over here. So nobody wants the Raiders. Anybody want to provide a home for the Raiders?
It's true. Like, everybody's already broken up with the Raiders. Like, the relationship is done. Move out of the house. Just go. Get away. Well,
they ain't got nowhere to go because Vegas is not available till 2020.
So what about their practice facility in Napa?
Girl, there's not even, I've been there. There's not even stands there.
Yeah, there is.
No, there's not.
There's some small stands.
Yeah, the ones they move, like the, the metal ones they move
well,
in and out.
Guess what? Man, ain't nobody going to drive up there anyway.
If they get like 20 people to watch the game, they'll be lucky.
I'm giving them options. Here's they could take it or leave it.
Here's their option that they need to take. Move into Levi's Stadium with the 49ers. That's what the NFL wants. Everything's there. The infrastructure's there. The 49ers would probably let them do it. Yeah. I'm sure
beggars can't be choosers.
So?
You know those neighbors, though, in Santa Clara are like, hell no.
They don't even want the Niners there.
They don't want the Niners there. They don't want your Beyonce concert there. They don't want anything there. It is hell going to Levi's Stadium. I can promise you, I would never go to a game.
But you think if the if the 49ers don't even want the Raiders at Oracle Park, they're going to want them in their own stadium over there?
Yeah, because I think the NFL will force the issue.
Oh, they have to force them?
I think they'll force them. Yes, Shan.
They got to play somewhere.
I don't know. I said Livermore High School.
Yeah.
Now you sound like Shan.
Listen, I'm
they got a big high school stadium
Abraham Lincoln in the Sunset has a nice field that you could play on.
The bottom line is nobody wants the Oakland Raiders. Maybe they need to do a DNA test. See if they got any family that wants them.
Hello.
Hey, do a DNA test. Yeah. See if anybody wants you.
Maybe they have like a rich uncle that has like a really big backyard they can play in. Something.
It is bad. And I saw London Breed. She's really making the rounds on the local TV station. She's like, hell no. Stay out.
Finally she woke up.
She's like, we got things to do here. The Warriors are moving in and that's already a big enough headache for us. We got to build infrastructure.
Right. Someone texted in the Spartan Stadium in San Jose.
Been there?
No, is it?
I have.
Is it ghetto?
Okay, moving on.
I mean, I heard of the Earthquake
Stadium. Let me
tell
you have to park in the grass. It reminds me of my family reunion. You got to pull up in the damn country, go through the bumps, and park it in the grass.
You got to bring a picnic lunch.
Like, that is how...
You got to sit in the grass. You got to bring your blanket.
Yes. No.
Bring your bug spray.
No.
Got this deep woods off.
No. Right. Tell them to move back to L.A. for a year. Maybe they'll take them.
Yeah, why can't Vegas... They should be Vegas' problem now.
408 texted in, I live down the street from Levi's. We do not need one more football home game during the season.
I told you. I agree with you. Listen, I told y'all, trying to get out the On the Run 2 tour from Levi's Stadium, I nearly cried my eyes out. I was stuck there for hours. I will never go back to that stadium. Unless they host a Super Bowl and the Cowboys are in it.
All right.
And speaking of...
One caveat.
And I will spend the night on property. And speaking of the NFL and the Super Bowl, the Patriots won the Super Bowl on Sunday. They had their parade yesterday. But more and more players are dropping out and saying they will not attend any celebration at the White House if Donald Trump is still there by then.
He's still going to be there.
Now, he is not. Well, we don't know. you never know. It changes day to day. You know, watch these dumb shows. But anyway, He has not extended the invitation. You remember the last time when the Warriors were trying to think, will we go, will we not go? He took the invitation back, right, like a four-year-old. So he may take the invitation back. He may not extend it. There are several players that said, we would rather go see Obama. So they've suggested.
Me too. Can I come with you? I love him. I love him so much.
So they suggested that. So you can tell there's going to be a big old fight, and this is already coming. That's all I got for Sassy Sports. But you know what I would say? If they're playing with balls,
I'm all over it.